This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. And today, the global economy is taking note of a country it doesn't often pay much mind to, Ethiopia. The country's leader since 1991 has died. Meles Zenawi was just 57, so people weren't expecting this. Meles faced criticism for civil and human rights abuses in recent years. He also got credit for a remarkable run of economic growth. Michael Jennings is chair of the Center of African Studies at the University of London. Good to talk with you.
Hello, thank you.
It is heavily dated, I'll admit, but many Americans' impressions of Ethiopia are probably still linked to the 80s. We are the world, you know, and images of famine. How has the country changed during Meles' 20 years in power?
Well, I think that people visiting, would be surprised by how Ethiopia has changed. That old image of a country hit by famine, if it was ever true, certainly isn't now. And in terms of economics, Ethiopia has been, or is heralded as one of the success stories of sub-Saharan Africa. The region as a whole, over the past decade, has seen some quite significant economic growth, and Ethiopia has been at the forefront of that. So it's benefited from inward investment, it's encouraged commercial agriculture, it's expanded its exports of certain key commodities. So on the face of it, it looks like it's doing pretty well and has continued to do so.
As I understand it, Meles' approach to economic policy was not exactly unfettered free market capitalism. How would you characterize it?
I think there has been a transition by Zenawi. I mean, I think he started off as a Marxist, but over the past two decades has transformed to perhaps something more akin to state capitalism. It is not unfettered capitalism, but neither could it really be characterized as socialism, certainly not Marxism.
Michael Jennings at the University of London, thank you so much.